Already, the state legislature has the power to review and, if it chooses, block a rule written by a state agency. Rules are basically the fine details of laws and can range from building codes to size limits for fishing. This plan would explicitly require governors to sign off on every rule before it moves to the legislature for review. DePere Republican Frank Lissay says he thinks most people would be surprised governors don't do that already.
This is about putting our governor in charge of the unelected bureaucracy that serves the citizens of this state. This bill does that.
But the plan would expand the governor's power over rules written by other agencies, including the Government Accountability Board, the Attorney General's Office, and the Department of Public Instruction. Democrats, including Julie Lassa of Stevens Point, called it an executive power grab. She told Republican senators they were only going along with the plan because Governor Scott Walker is from their party.
You know, I ask you, if Jim Doyle was still our governor, would you be advancing this legislation? Would you be giving him this power? Of course not.
Other Democrats said the plan would make an already bureaucratic rulemaking process more time-consuming, since it would require extra analysis of each rule in addition to the governor's okay. The plan now heads back to the state assembly, which approved a slightly different version last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.